He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio, and today we are on episode 249. Next week will be 250, and I'll have a couple surprises for you. Can't tell you much more than that. Now, this week, it's actually Thursday here in Arizona, and I will be going to the National Association of Broadcasters convention actually this Sunday, and I will be on the air doing this thing live from 9 to 11 every morning as NAB progresses, and I'll be doing a new interview every 15 minutes, so that should be a lot of fun. Stay tuned. You can look at my Facebook page or the website for more information, and I'll probably have an email or two. Speaking of email, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do answer all my email. Folks, I have a great show for you today. I'm going to show you something that you may think, like, why am I reviewing this, or why am I even talking about it? And actually, we'll take a look at this. It's on a camera too. So as you can see here, we have two things. We have the box, which you can figure that one out, and we have the actual circuit board itself. So we'll talk more about this in a second. Right now, I want to tell you that you can actually go on to the website, to the Pi website, the Raspberry Pi website, and actually get all the instructions that you need to operate this device. Now, it's a whole computer. This is an entire computer put together and a circuit board for you. There's a lot of different flavors, if you will, of the Raspberry Pi, and you can check the models that are here. And the beautiful thing about this is it's a wonderful, wonderful learning tool for kids, I don't know, anywhere from the age of, let's say, 9 up through adults. If you want to really learn computers, I can't think of a better way. Now, what's nice about this particular product, the Raspberry Pi, is that you can build over 5,000 different projects with this device. So you're essentially going to learn all about computers. You're going to learn about the hardware, you're going to learn about the software, and this is the device that will teach you all of that. If that's not enough, as I said, you can go on the raspberrypi.org site, and they have an entire community dedicated to the operation of this little device. They have a blog, they have free downloads, they have community, so if you have any problems or questions, you'll have people that will be able to help you with that. They have forums, and they have education department, which I love. They have resources and training. And essentially what you're going to do is, once you get this device, you're going to hook up your keyboard, your mouse, your monitor, a power supply. It all sounds very hard, but in a second I'm going to show you how you do that. It's real simple. But once that's done, and that should take you maybe 5 minutes, you're able to access this site and build just hundreds and hundreds, as I said, thousands of different types of projects. And you can build one every day of the week for years to come. And everything you need to know is all available on the website. And they do a wonderful job with the actual instructions. This is loading up. But they have a quick guide. And the quick guide will essentially show you how to connect the device, how to operate the device. And then you can go into various other areas of the website and actually see the projects being developed. So while that's loading up, if it's going to load up, we'll take a look at the actual connections that come with the Pi, Raspberry Pi, and that's Raspberry, R-A-S-P, like a raspberry. So let's take a look on camera too, and I'll put the box down, I'll move my cell phone out, and there we go. Thank you, Mike. Okay, so there you can see the actual circuit board, and here's all your integrated circuits and your chips. Well, let's show you how this works. I know you're looking at it and saying, what is this stuff? You know, it's over my head, but it's not. It makes it very simple. If you turn it on the side, you'll see some familiar apparatus here. First of all, you're going to see four USB ports, 1, 2, 3, 4. And this is where you'd put your mouse. This is where you'd put your keyboard. And you have two extra slots for a peripheral, whatever else you want that's USB. So anything that's USB, you can plug into here. And again, you have four slots. This looks very familiar because this is your Ethernet cable. So you can now hook your computer up to the Ethernet. You got your mouse and keyboard plugged in here. And now on the side, again, very simple. Here's your HDMI port. So if you have a HDMI ready television set, monitor, whatever, you're just gonna take the HDMI cable, plug one end in here, and the other end will go to the actual monitor, of course. And now you have the mouse, the keyboard, Ethernet cable, and a monitor, and you're almost ready to go. This is a headphone jack if you want, and now you've gotta have power. Power is so simple. Right here is a little power supply. And you're basically going to use, if you have a Droid phone or anything that takes that type of a mini plug, a mini connector, you're going to plug it into here, and that's what supplies power to this device. So again, you have the power supply, your HDMI out to your monitor, your headphone jack if you so desire to use that. And over here, you're going to have your Ethernet cable and your two slots of four total USB ports. So now you're all set up, and the only thing that's missing is the software. How do you load the software on it? Well, leave it to these guys. They make it real simple. If you turn this over on the back, you'll see this little connector here, and you go, what is that? Well, supplied with this Pi, if you will, is an SD card. And if you pull this out, it's a mini micro SD card. And believe it or not, this has 8 different bistros of Linux right on this card. And this is basically going to just slide right into this slot, nice and easy, like so. Let me get it in straight there. And that's it. So that card slides in there, and that supplies the software. So now you've got the software and actually 8 different versions, and we'll talk about that in a second. You got your 4 USB ports, Ethernet cable, HDMI, power supply, and headset. So you're essentially, at that point, good to go. And now you're going to turn the device on, and you're going to go on your monitor, and you're just going to load whatever bistro, and that's basically whatever flavor of Linux you want. So if you're lost at that point, which you may be because it's the first time you've done something like this, all you got to do is go to this website and just go under education and training, click that, and you have some wonderfully designed programs that walk you through a tutorial on every step of the way, and it also will talk to you about the different types of projects that you can make. If you're familiar with the Amazon Echo, you can actually use this device to make an Amazon Echo, and it shows you step by step. So you can start off with the very basic bare bones project, and again, if you have a child and you really want to get them interested in something that's cool in technology, I can't think of a better way to do it than on this Raspberry Pi. The beauty of this, again, still, this particular one was $14. You can find them on the internet as cheap as $6. So if you want to engage your child, or if you want to learn a little bit more about computer programming, hardware, and software, I can't think of a better way to do it than using this Raspberry Pi. I think you'll really enjoy it. And in future weeks, I'll actually show you this device hooked up, and I might build one or two projects so you can see how it works. And then at the end of the day, you can figure out what kind of case you want to put it in. If you want to go that route, there's holes here that will allow you to mount it on a board, and there's thousands of different types of kits out there. If you just Google Raspberry, remember it's a Rasp, R-A-S-P-B-E-R-R-Y, Raspberry Pi. If you Google that, you'll find thousands and thousands of pieces of information on that particular product. So I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's a great tool to use to learn computers, and I think you'll like it. And I always keep an eye out for things that will engage children and make them think. And this is a type of, not toy, but this is a type of a project that if they get involved with, they have to think. It won't work unless you make it work. And it will really engage the students, if you will. And again, if you're an adult and you really want to know more, this is a lot of fun. Believe me, it's a lot of fun, and it's so affordable that everybody should be doing that. All right, so let's talk a little bit about hacking, one of my favorite subjects. This is a beauty, this one. 1.5 million customers of Verizon anti-hacker unit got hacked. That's right, the people who are involved with preventing hacking, they themselves got hacked. Records from more than 1.5 million customers, computer security wing of Verizon, Verizon Enterprise Solutions, appeared for sale earlier this week. Aha! This Verizon unit aids large corporations when they've been victims of a hack. Now the company itself has been breached. I'm not going to read the whole article, but just know that the entire database was offered for sale for a mere $100,000 on closely guarded underground cybercrime forums, or increments of 100,000 records for $10,000 a piece. So you can read the article, but way to go, Verizon. The unit that is supposed to protect you from hacking, they got hacked. So enough said about that. Let's get into some free apps today. I have a couple programs that I think you'll enjoy. These are primarily for the PC this week. Last week we covered about 10 apps for the iOS. This week we'll do the PC. This is a great app. It's called Smart Defrag 5. It's from the company called IoBit, and this will essentially download for free, and it will defrag your hard drive. And you want to do that every so often, because as you may or may not know, the you kind of got to look at the a hard drive is a big magnetic storage device that has bits of information, and when it reads and writes as you're using the computer, it scatters that information all over the disk. So consequently, when it goes to read it, it's going here, it's going there, it's going here, it's going everywhere. So when you defrag it, it takes all that scattered information and it compacts it and condenses it so it's all nice and linear in a row, which makes the whole process, the whole operating system work smoother, and both the retrieval and dissemination of information is much faster because it's defragged. So if you want a tool that's specifically designed for that, that works well and is totally free, check out this Smart Defrag 5. It's a brand new version. Now here's another app, free piece of software that I think you'll enjoy. It's made by a company called Avast. They make great antivirus protection software, and here's a free download. It will also work on Windows 10. If you want extra protection or you need a good quality virus protection software, this is a great great tool. They have three programs. They have the free antivirus, the internet security, and also the Premier. And it will show you in great detail what each version offers. Obviously, they have to make money, so they have Premier and internet security packs that cost money, but you can also get the free antivirus. Now make no mistake, if you check on this chart, stops anything nasty, detect viruses, malware, and more, plus strengthen your home network. All three versions have that. New, forget your passwords, almost forget them. Log in anywhere with just one and it will be unbreakable. They won't be able to detect your password, and all three versions have that. And also, if your browser gets hijacked or you get extensions that you don't want and you need to start all over, you can reclaim your browser. Get rid of unwanted extensions and hackers making money off your searches. So they all have that. And then from there, it will delineate what version has what. But keep in mind that the top three protections are listed in order of importance. So if you'll notice, all of them on the top three are important, and all versions have that. So if you're just interested in bare bones but effective antivirus protection, this is a great deal. It's free, and you're getting that same protection that you would in the paid version. So check that out. And of course, if you want some of the other options there, you can read it and decide if it's worth your time and money to do that. But it's a good product. Now here's something that people often overlook, myself included. As your computers get older and as technology changes, the drivers, and what the drivers essentially are they're little, let's call them applets, or little pieces of code that actually facilitate whatever it is you're operating, whether it's a microphone or a camera or any kind of hardware slash software device that seems to be working sluggish and slow. It very well may be that the driver is outdated. So you need to periodically change the drivers if they need to be changed, or essentially update the drivers. And you can do that by hand, but it's a tedious pain in the neck type of process. What this software will do, called Drive Easy, is it will manually, it scans your computer, it tells you what drivers are missing or what drivers are outdated, and it will actually give you a checklist. And then, with your permission, it updates them all with one click. That's nice. All you have to do is just click Update, and this button will download all the drivers and instantly install them, which will keep your computer fresh and certainly operating much better than it was. And you'd be surprised how many drivers get outdated and where those drivers are. I have an audio processor, and actually it was in this laptop, and the audio was not working well. All of a sudden, I thought it was a hardware issue, but in fact, it was a driver issue. They had an update when I switched over to Windows 10 that I had to upgrade the driver, and this particular program is what I used, and it did it instantly. So they have a free version, and also they have paid versions, so you can check that out. And if you notice here on the bottom, it says this is a test screen. 21 drivers need to be updated, and that's not unusual. And just click that one button, and it will update them all. And again, this is good on Windows 10. So you may want to check into that particular piece of software. You don't have to keep it installed. You can uninstall it and use it on an as-needed basis. But I would recommend that you check out your drivers. One point of information I want to mention is that whenever you're updating your drivers, you want to back up the one that you're updating in the outside chance, outside event, that the new driver isn't compatible with your system or whatever. And most software programs, when you're doing driver updates, will automatically back up your current drivers, which is a good thing. If everything seems to be working fine, you don't need to worry about it. If something perhaps doesn't work after you've updated, at least you have now the ability to go back to where you were, and that's pretty important. Now, this next app is called RoboForm. They make a variety of different types of products. You want to check out the website to see which one fits your needs. But essentially what this will do is anytime you have a form that pops up, whether it's an invoice that you something that you want to pay for, whether it's a form to fill out to apply for something, whatever the form is, once it pops up and you have RoboForm installed, this will automatically fill out everything for you once you've put it in the machine. So if you're asked for the typical things like your name, address, phone number, all you have to do is just type the first letter, and let's say it's Don Bain, so if I type D, everything automatically pops up and will automatically populate. So my name, my address, my phone number, my zip code, all that stuff will automatically be stored on the RoboForm, and it actually knows what that information is and just recalls it and sticks it on there. It's a nice product, and certainly if you're filling out forms, college applications, things like that, this is a very handy tool. So they have a variety of different versions. You may want to check out which one works for you, but it's very handy, and I've been using it for years. It also comes with a password manager, which also works quite well, and it works on all kinds of platforms. And you can see that they have form filler, a start page, password generator, password sync, search. They have so many different features. You really need to look at the website and see what one works best for you. That's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I actually have to start packing for NAB. We have to bring a computer and some video recording gear and get ready to go and check everything out and make sure that it works before we leave. So I will probably broadcast maybe the show itself next week live from NAB, or do a show there and play it for you as show 250. We'll see. I have a couple things in mind. 250 is a big number for me, and we should have something that will be funny and entertaining. So thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next Thursday night. So long from The Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.